Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. And baby, We got resurrection power flowing through us at this very hour.
Amen.
So everybody here who will hear this broadcast today or later as a podcast, we want to say happy Resurrection Sunday. He is risen and we'll celebrate. You know, our friend and partner Randy down in Ocala, Florida, always asks an interesting question every Easter. He says, when did the Passover lamb become an Easter ham? That always makes me smile. I'd like for you to write down this next statement.
If you're a Christian, this is it.
This is it. Write this statement down. This is the day that changed everything. This is the day that changed everything.
Amen.
Now write that down. This is the day that changed everything. In fact, you could even add a little something to the end. That this is the day that changed everything for Jonathan. This is the day that changed everything for me, however you want to do it. But you see, on this day, where we spend eternity changed. On this day, how we live our lives now changed. On this day, we gain the victory over sickness, disease, addiction, affliction, and poverty.
Hallelujah.
Truthfully, on this day, we celebrate. But in reality, our celebration should be daily and not just one Sunday a year. Easter should be a time of shouting for Christians, because we have the resurrection power that brought Jesus out of the tomb, loosed in our lives.
Mm.
This morning during my prayer time in the two chairs, I prayed that every person who attends a church anywhere in the world today, that they will accept Jesus as the Lord of their lives.
Amen.
That's called tilling the ground, getting ready for the harvest.
All right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. People who get saved today will spend an eternity with Jesus. And that's no April Fool's joke. None whatsoever. While I was praying this morning, I prayed that those who go to church today that are already saved, or even wherever they are, that they'll catch a fresh fire of the Holy Ghost. I prayed that those battling sickness and disease, that when they walked in the church, even before the service began, I got goosebumps, honey, glory bumps right now. I prayed that those battling sickness and disease, when they walked in the church, even before the first hymn was sung, that they'd be healed because of the resurrection power of God.
Hallelujah.
Here's a scripture the Lord stirred in me this morning.
John 15, verse 16. This is the King James Version. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you.
I prayed for believers to fully understand, embrace, and operate in four of the words found in that scripture. The four words are, I have chosen you. I have chosen you.
John 15, verse 16 in the New Living Translation says, you didn't choose me, I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name.
Hallelujah. God chose you. He chose you. He not only chose you, but he's given the resurrection power, his resurrection power to you. And here are seven things you need to know about that. Number one, ask Jesus to forgive you of any and all unrighteousness today. In fact, should do it every day.
That's right. Anytime you need it. 1 John 1:9, this in the Classic Amplified Bible, it's there for us. If we freely admit that we have sinned and confess our sins, he is faithful and just, true to his own nature and promises, and will forgive our sins, dismiss our lawlessness, and continuously cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Everything not in conformity to his will and purpose, thought, and action.
To be unrighteous, we must have first been righteous. If we were sinners, then we would not have been righteous. So the point here means that we're to be born again. And see, we should rejoice that we can be cleansed from all unrighteousness. We don't have to be perfect, just forgiven. I mean, that's what Easter is all about. Now, that's something to shout about. Maybe even get up and run around the room about. Hallelujah. Number two, make a written declaration of a determination to change. This is a day that changed everything. Now it's time for us to change. See, real change, lasting change, is not a function of a calendar or a politician, no matter how well-intentioned. Change must first start in us. Then will begin to flow through us.
Ephesians 4, verse 23 in the Living Bible. Now your attitudes and thoughts must all be constantly changing for the better.
Hallelujah.
Day by day.
Yep. Encourage you to make a written declaration and then confess it, and it becomes a reality. Might go something like this. I, Harold Herring, this April 1st, 2018, do solemnly and boldly proclaim my decision to live my life differently than it's been in the past. I hereby commit my signature as evidence to God and to others that I'm changing things now.
Hallelujah.
Number three, create a daily confession for a breakthrough in the area of your greatest need. This is how you lose, you know, resurrection power. See, they got these, you know, drones or, you know, weapons. They pinpoint where they want to go. You need to pinpoint areas that you want to change.
And then find the scripture to go with it and pray it every day.
Absolutely.
Pray it every day. Our confession should be about who we want to become, not who we are, and about the habits we might want to create or change. In Romans 4, verse 17, in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, as it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. He was appointed our father in the sight of God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and speaks to the non-existent things that he has foretold and promised as if they already existed. And that's how we take the word, put ourselves in it, knowing that he put that word there for us to claim and stand on until we see it come to pass.
Amen. There is a mental and spiritual dynamic that takes place when we begin to speak to those things that are not as though they were.
Amen.
Number four, do a good thing for somebody else, not just on Resurrection Sunday, but every day. Keep a journal of who it is, what you did, their reaction as well.
Romans 12, verse 8 in the New Living Translation says, if your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging.
You know, truthfully, I believe that every believer has the gift of encouragement.
Amen.
A kind word spoken in season will make the day and life sweeter for every person we meet. So on this Resurrection Sunday, part of the change, perhaps, is the purpose in our hearts to make this step a reality in our daily lives, encouraging others. Can you imagine the joy at the end of the day, the week, the month, the year, and looking back at the people God allowed you to encourage? Talk about a real blessing. Talk about days that change everything. Number five, keep a journal of how God has blessed you. If that resurrection power is flowing, you need to be keeping that journal, the details, the great things God has done for you today and every day. And truthfully, regardless of how the day went, you got something to rejoice over. If nothing else, and I mean nothing else, you have the ability to hear the words that we're speaking to you today. This listing of daily blessings should also be recorded in the same manner in a giving journal. If you got one of those, you need to have one. See, we recommend that the last thing you do every night before you go to sleep, there's seven things I wrote one time about seven things to do before you go to sleep at night. And one of them is simply this. Write down how God blessed you during the day. You want resurrection power flowing in your life? Then what you've got to do, that power, the key to overcoming it and winning over every attack of the enemy, that key is found in Revelation 12:11.
And it says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, that means being born again, and by the word of their testimony, that means what comes out of our mouths,
absolutely,
being the word of God.
Absolutely.
And they loved not their lives unto the death. That means they died to self and lived unto Christ.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Number six, write down one quote, statement of scripture that motivated you today and share it with your friends. See, having resurrection power and revelation flowing in your life, one of the keys to that increasing and being manifested is you sharing that with other people. So make a list of friends. I like seven, so seven friends. Could be three, could be 10, whatever it is. Second, decide how you're going to communicate that quote, statement of scripture. Third, decide the timing and frequency. Pick the same time each day because they give your friends something to look forward to. Fourth, then once you've sent it to them, post it on social media outlets. That way you can bless other people. Hallelujah. Fifth, don't send messages to change your friends.
Wow. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Here it comes. Don't send messages to change your friends. Send messages to change you.
Amen.
Sixth, keep a log of what you've sent and when and what, if any feedback you received. And seventh, allow your friends to compliment you for your messages without you asking for it. Remember, you're doing it as unto the Lord and not unto yourself. Plus, I'm telling you that when you do this, and I got glory bumps right now, when you do this, you're going to feel the resurrection power on a regular basis. Number seven, resurrection power is available to those who believe and act in faith. Here's a few scriptures that we want to share with you about resurrection power.
Matthew 28, verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power, I love this scripture, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And what does that say? If all power has been given unto Jesus, how much does the devil have? None. And then, as if that wasn't good enough, wow, and enough. Luke 10, 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. We don't have a lot of time today, but if you take and break down that scripture, you'll find that it says there are two types of power in that verse. It says, behold, I give you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. That would be the depth, and over all the power, the ability of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt us. We have the resurrection power that has the authority over all the ability of the enemy. Matthew 10, verse 11. And when we had called unto them his 12 disciples, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. You notice, honey, it didn't say just some kinds. It has all manner of sickness and all manner of disease.
Absolutely. I'm reminded that that same resurrection power we've been talking about today that raised Jesus from the dead will flow through our lives.
Matthew 9, verse 8. And when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto me.
One last scripture.
Ephesians 3:20, hallelujah. Now unto him, praise his name. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us.
If we want the resurrection power of God, and there'll be a lot of talk today in churches around the world about the resurrection and resurrection power. If we want it flowing through us, we must trust and always focus on Him. On this Resurrection Sunday, and every day needs to be a day we manifest resurrection power.
Mm.
Remember this, God has chosen you to be about His business.
Hallelujah.
It's time to get started.
Amen.
Time to get started. Hallelujah. We're a little longer today, but hallelujah, that's okay. Go to heraldherring.com and check out the 2-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching up at the top where it says soul seed, just ask God what seed to have you put in the ground. Join us tonight for Sunday Night Live,
yes.
6 p.m. Eastern. And until tomorrow morning at 8, well, tonight at 6 p.m. tomorrow morning at 8:30, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.